Mini episode 853 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to FDH Lounge mini episode number 853. I'm FDH Managing Partner Rick Morris here with our preview of Fargo episode 3.10. Here are the top five developments coming out of episode 3.9. Number five, Moe's arrogance continues to only be surpassed by his stupidity. The sheriff is probably the MVP of Varga's operation at this point and doesn't even have the excuse of being corrupt. Taking the bait about the alleged Stussy serial killer, even after Emmett copped to causing Ray's death, was as pathetic as it gets. At this point, nothing short of Gloria getting him fired is going to make up for the extent to which he's damaged the pursuit of justice. Number four, Moe's destructive decree causes Emmett to clam up about Varga. When Emmett realizes that Varga's figured out a way to force him back onto the street, he understandably ceases his extraordinary unburdening. It's one thing to tell Gloria about how Ray's death was the sad culmination of decades of manipulation, but quite another to risk Varga's wrath by tying him in when it's not going to matter anyway. Now Emmett is left to wonder if his attempted confession wasn't already enough to get himself killed. Number three, LaRue Dollard is back and armed with critical information from Nikki. Our speculation last week that the time jump was created to give space for Nikki to learn all about Varga's operation proved to be the case. In fairness, we were off the mark earlier in the season when we wondered about what purpose Dollard's short-term storyline served. The previews for the season finale indicate that he will form an alliance with Gloria, leaving Varga boxed in between them and Nikki. It's taken all season for even a whiff of comeuppance to head Varga's way, and surely there will be twists and turns in his downfall, but we can finally start to envision scenarios about it. Number two, Winnie proves to Gloria that she does exist. To this point, season three has been lighter on season-defining moments than the first two, but this episode was chock full of them. Fresh from hearing Emmett's life and crime confessions, and by responding by opening up about her divorce when Moe screws up their moment of resolution, she caps off the series of revealing monologues by sharing her fear of being invisible to those around her. Feeling touched and sad by Gloria's existential angst, Winnie breaks through with the simplest of human responses, a heartfelt hug to a colleague who has become a dear friend. As if in response, the bathroom appliances finally recognize Gloria, revitalizing her psyche just as events are about to finally start breaking her way. Number one, we get by far the juiciest confrontation of the season and one of the best in overall Fargo history. Nikki and Varga in a tension-filled hotel lobby standoff. From Varga populating the scene with his doppelgangers to Mr. Wrench getting the jump on Mimo, and by the way, it was stupid of them to let him live, the chess moves that had been prepared back and forth were mesmerizing. While Nikki was devastated by Ray's death, answering the question of how much she really loved him, she's achieved a symbiosis, to use her word, with Mr. Wrench that she never had with her hapless fiancé. Her months of amazing preparation have equipped her to stand as the first legitimate opponent that Varga has ever had. And with Gloria attacking his operation from the other side, Season 3's supervillain is reeling at last. The endgame will no doubt be crazy, culminating a boffo finish to the campaign that started in earnest in Episode 3.8, and we can't wait for that. Thank you for joining us for this mini-episode of the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, All Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio. Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.